This is Lydia Johnson, joined by the 2023 National FFA Proficiency Winner in the Outdoor Recreation, Entrepreneurship, and Placement Area, Morgan Hodge of the West Liberty FFA Chapter in Iowa. And Morgan, they just called your name on stage. What did it feel like?
I was so happy. Honestly, I felt like crying. This is the first national event I've ever won. I've won state events and district events, but it feels really good to be on the national stage.
Tell us a little bit about your project.
So I work at the Muscatine County Isaac Walton League, where I help with lead reclamation, running the business, running the offices, helping clean up the grounds. I work on the machines. I'm really just helping keep the place running. My position is a youth member, and so I work a lot with the kids and with the adults. So being able to help all around, I just feel really important sometimes.
That's awesome. How did you get started in that role?
I got started shooting trap when I was 11 years old because I took a hunter safety course. And as a part of the field day, we went out and did some shooting. And the coach there told my dad that I needed to find a team because I was doing things he couldn't get his high school seniors to do.
How has it grown since that very first time, your responsibilities and the things that you do on the job?
So I started out really small. I was just helping Gary in the kitchen. He's one of the old guys out there. I started out just helping him around the kitchen, helping get the burgers ready, restocking the chips, restocking the sodas. And now I'm responsible for helping take care of the property, the facilities, helping make sure we get shipments in on time, scheduling shipments, the amount of shipments we need, and just all the behind the scenes stuff that you wouldn't think it takes to run a gun club.
What are some of those kind of behind the scenes things of running a gun club, and maybe talk a little bit about your experience with trap shooting?
Oh, absolutely. So a lot of the behind the scenes stuff is just like shopping. We make our little Walmart trips. We're holding meetings over the winter when we're not able to be open, just making sure that we're stable financially for the upcoming season, making sure that our numbers are up and members, which since I started and our youth team has been established, we've grown in membership by 200%, and just being able to get more people involved in outdoor recreation and trap shooting. And that's really where my experiences come in with trap shooting. I started when I was 11, like I said, so I've been doing this for 8 years, and now while I'm in college, I'm on a college shotgun team. So being able to travel around the country and see how other facilities manage their seeing how other facilities manage their grounds and everything is really helpful, because I can go home and tell the members at home, like, this is something that they do in Nebraska. I think this is something that could also work here.
What are some of those recommendations specifically that you've seen in other states or other facilities that you've brought back home?
Yeah, so a lot of like snow prevention. So where our facility is, sometimes we get a little bit of flooding in our houses. So being able to see the way Nebraska handles those situations has been really good, seeing how they use water guards in the bottom of their throwing machines, and just talking to the directors of those clubs as well, just having connections. So if we do end up with problems we don't know how to fix, we have contacts.
And what's next for your project? How do you see it growing in the future?
That's actually what I love most about my project, is since I'm still shooting in college and traveling all around, this isn't something that's ending. I'll go home in the summers and work still. I'll work while I'm at Christmas break, meeting up with the team, making sure everything's still running smoothly. And then I would love to come back after I graduate college and see about a coaching position on our local high school team and just being more involved with the kids.
That's wonderful. And what recommendation do you have for other FFA members thinking about getting involved with trap shooting or starting an SAE in the same area?
I would say go for it. Everybody loves to help, the old people, the young people. Everybody just loves to share their opinions. Everybody's got a story to tell. So if you really want to get started, all you have to do is just go to your local club. There's teams all around Iowa. My high school personally doesn't have a team, but a neighboring high school does. So that's how I got started. And just ask on Facebook. Also, there are a million Facebook groups. The ATA, the SCTP, the ISTA, they all are just full of people who want to help.
That's great advice. And is there anyone that you'd like to thank that's helped you get to this point?
Definitely my mom and dad. They're my biggest fans and my personal ATMs. They've driven me everywhere. They pay for all the shells. All the guns, I couldn't be more thankful to them.
And what's next for you? College next?
I am a freshman at William Penn University in Oskaloosa, where I'm on their shotgun sports team. And tomorrow, actually, I'll be at the state meet in Waukee. So I'll be driving 5 hours home tonight.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on your award, and enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thank you so much. You too.
For National FFA, this is Lydia Johnson.